I remember one day coming from the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning and pulling over on the highway. Maybe like 4 cars, you know, just to watch the sunrise. And it was at that point that I fell in love with Arizona. I said, you know what, this has to be God's country. You know, because I've never seen anything as beautiful as that sunrise. Then I met the devil in God's
country. But they don't know it's the bullshit, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the baby, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the kids, the hugs, the love, the stars, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken numbers, it happens.
Over on the highway, maybe like 4 cars, you know, just to watch the sunrise. And it was at that point that I fell in love with Arizona. I said, you know what, this has to be God's country. You know, I've never seen anything as beautiful as that sunrise. Then I met the devil in God's
country. What we're seeing is the streets, the cops, the system, harassment, the option, get shot, go to jail, or get your ass kicked. The lawyers, the part, they are of the puzzle, the release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The stitches, the eyes, probation, parole, the new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole, the cell, the bus, the ride, a door, the green, the boots, the yard, you caught, the fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing, the riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened, the 2 years in a box, revenge, the plot, the 23 hours that flocked, the 1 hour that stopped, the silence, the dark, the mind, so fragile, the wish and the speech, but I took you when they had you, the days, the months, the years, despair, one night, on my knees, here it comes.
I remember one day coming from the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning and pulling over on the highway, maybe like 4 cars, you know, just to watch the sunrise. And it was at that point that I fell in love with Arizona. I said, you know what, this has to be God's country. You know, because I've never seen anything as beautiful as that sunrise. Then I met the devil in God's country.
This trip is all about my wife, my kids, the life that I live. Through the night, I was here, it was right, but I did. My ups and downs, my slips, my falls, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my balls, my mother, my father. I love him, I hate him. Wish God I didn't have him, but I'm glad that he made him. The roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the guns, knives, and bats. Every time I scrap, the hustler, the dealing, the robber, the stealing, the shit is the stealing. Little boy with no feeling, the frustration, rage, trapped inside a cage, the beating to the age. I carried a 12 gauge. Somebody stop me, somebody come and get me. Little did I know that the Lord was riding with me. The dark, the light, my heart, the fight, the wrong, the right, it's gone.
I remember one day coming from the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning and pulling over on the highway, maybe like 4 cars, you know, just to watch the sunrise. And it was at that point that I fell in love with Arizona. I said, you know what, this has to be God's country. You know, because I've never seen anything as beautiful as that sunrise. Then I met the devil in God's country.
Yes, sir. Welcome, everyone, to the G-Lou Show Flashback Friday Special Edition. I know we were just here on Wednesday, and, you know, we started off with a prayer for the homie, man. He was in critical condition still. And we were pulling, hoping that he pulled through, praying that we pulled through. But one thing I did tell you was that we can't make decisions for the Lord. Whatever the Lord has in store for him, the Lord is going to do. You know, whatever the Lord's plans are, those are the Lord's plans, and that is what the Lord is going to do. We prayed about it. We came in agreement and attendance. Two or more people come in your name, Lord, and pray about it. You will hear us, and I know you did. You know, we don't know what was all going on, the ins and outs of everything. It's not our business. We know that you did keep them around for another week after this happened. You know, I'm told when the paramedics or whoever got to them, when they did get to them, it was a lot of time wasted, over 30 minutes. And usually when something like that happens, it is hard you know, for somebody to make a full recovery, being that it's been so long that they were unconscious or not conscious or weren't attended to properly by doctors, ambulance, et cetera. You know, so that time right there is valuable. So, again, we don't know the ins and outs of what happened. Whatever did happen, what didn't happen, we do know. We prayed about it. And like I did tell you, though, it is up to the Lord to do what he wants to do with X. You know, the Lord chose to keep him here that week for whatever reasons. We don't know what was done behind closed doors. We don't know the conversations. We don't know if any was made. But we do know he was kept here, and his family was all, you know, he has a lot of kids, a lot of family. I'm sure they were all by his bedside, and everybody got to come together as well, figure everything out, have their last time, words, holds, you know, whatever with him. I'm sure they were able to do that. So, you know, and that, and after that, like I said, the Lord has his own plans of what he wants to do with X, and the Lord chose to call him home, whatever home that may be. You know, the Lord called him on in. Let's go. You've done enough here. You battled with these demons enough. I don't know what else you can do here. You know, because X was definitely a troubled man. Definitely a troubled man. He was fighting two wars, maybe even three. The war of good, the war of evil, and the war within himself that he's had since he was a kid. Troubled kid, troubled youth, no family. His mother was disconnected with his mother. Only had his grandmother, which died about 20 years ago. Always had an addiction for drugs and a certain type of drug that we all know since he was a kid. I just even heard that, you know, one of his mentors, a guy he looked up to, gave him a joint to smoke when he was 10, 13, and it was laced with crack or cocaine, whatever. That causes an addiction for a youngster, you know, and these are things he's dealt with his whole life, and then you put fame with it. Jealousy, envy from people who weren't even his friends probably anyway. Family, everything he dealt with, death, all these kids, his own demons. And the Lord says, hey, I don't know what else is here for you to do, X. Come on home. You know, so at 50 years old, DMX is no longer with us, but he's in a better place, a place that we all got to go one day. You know, we know this is not foreign to us. We know we've dealt with death our whole life. We all have to deal with death. It's just how we deal with it when it comes to us. We don't know how to handle it or whatever the case. But death is one thing, and that's for certain. You know, you're born and you die. The minute you're born, you're closer to your death after you take that first breath. Just like a car when it goes off the lot. It loses his appreciation. It depreciates. Not saying you depreciate. You grow. You grow from an infant, you know, to a man or a woman. But, you know, right after you're born, you know, the only thing that is for sure and certain is your death date. You know, so it's what you do at that time while you're here. How you use it, if you get to use it at all. Everybody doesn't get to make it. There's kids that have died or whatever the case. So whatever you get to do at that time you have, like that time you got right now while we complain every day we get up. Some days are better than others, I understand. But if we definitely have our health, you can move your fingers, your joints, your toes, bend your kneecaps. Some of us a little old, you can't bend that far. But if you can bend, you can shout, you can talk right now, you know, lungs work, you got most of your teeth, you can see, you know, things of that nature, man, we got to cherish that, you know what I mean, be thankful for that, because we don't know how long we got with it, you know, and some of us may be ready to go, we don't know who or what is dealing with what or who at that moment of time right now, everybody's going through something right now, so again, we're going to start this off with a prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you. Whoever out there, however you praise God, however, whatever denomination or whatever, it don't matter. We're talking to God right now. So, God, we come to you. All the people of Jesus land across the world, wherever you at right now, if you can hear my voice, we come to you, Lord. Thank you for this day you've given us. You know, thanking for the little things we are thankful for. Whether we're thankful for him or not, happy or not to be here, we're just thankful, Lord, that right now I can speak. I'm speaking for myself, and I'm thankful, Lord, that I have the things I do have, just the little things while I am here. I pray, Lord, and I thank you for giving me the gift of just this voice that I can speak to whoever can hear me across the world right now. This platform you've given me and Queen Jean, Tweet Cadillac, Dee Dee Harrison, all the people, you know, have their own platforms. You know, we thank you for that, Lord, and we just want to use this time and use the platform like we always do to do better, preach a positive message. You know, we don't want to use this time unwisely and talk a bunch of nonsense. We want to be here to use this platform to do what we need to do, reach the people, come together as one, push positivity, blessings, all of those things, Lord. We come again in the name of Earl Simmons. We came to you Wednesday, Lord, and just prayed for him. You know, I didn't pray for anything in particular. I just prayed for him and his family, Lord, for whatever you had in store, just to do what you do, Lord. We know he was on life support or whatever the case, and we didn't want to see him in that state. So we pray, Lord, that whatever you did in your best interest, and that's what you did. So we just want to come thank you, Lord, for the life of Earl Simmons and whatever he gave us, whatever he gave you, you, whoever listening to me, he gave you something. Whether it's just been the music, his message, his energy, like Queen would say, energy, you know, whatever he gave you, whatever he gave me, we just thank you for, you know, for giving Earl Simmons to us in the time in the 50 years we had, 20 years that we had with him, that we got to know him in this music business. And, Lord, wherever you take him, we just hope he's safe, he's good, and tell him we love him, you know, and just continue, Lord, to shine your light on us, on me, to make me a better me as long as I'm still here. I want to use my voice in the best way I can and reach the people. And the best way I can, I want to pray for all my loved ones, family, friends. They all know who they are. I love you all. And just want to pray for this show tonight, Lord, that we have a great, positive show. We just represent DMX in the most righteous way that we can. Everybody feels some type of positivity, inner strength, inner vibes. And we just celebrate the life of DMX tonight. It's not going to be sad. We just want to celebrate, Lord. So that's what we want to do. And we thank you again for everything you've given us and you will continue to give us. And the things we don't have, we can't see, we're not going to worry about. But with all that, in your name, Lord, I pray, give you thanks and honor. Amen. And with that, I'm going to bring in Queen Jean. I know I was like over talking a lot right then, but I was just feeling some things. So I just gave my spiel. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, it's okay. Let God use you like God is doing that to you. I just want to say amen as well. And yes, we give our sincere condolences to the Simmons family, the entire Simmons family. And just to piggyback off of what you were saying, you know, I always say we live to die. And we die to live, meaning that we leave the earth, we leave our earthly body to a spiritual body, meaning that there's a rebirth in progress. So we do miss the flesh of our people, our loved ones, and, you know, the people that we love, the people that we come in contact. We do. It's just normal. It's human, and God understands that. But God also wants us to understand that when it's his will, it's his will, and there's nothing we can do about it. When the time is up, the time is up. God gave us Earl Simmons. DMX created DMX. So God wanted Earl back. God wanted Earl to be happy, to have a peace of mind, a real peace of mind, P-E-A-C-E. He wanted Earl's body to be as whole. All that beat up on the inside from everything. It's not just drugs, because your mental state, your emotional state can damage your insides as well, the stress of it all. And what he was going through was a battlefield of the mind. But during that battlefield of his mind, he never, ever forgot about God. Never, ever forgot about God. So just me, I'm saying me, through his transition, I know he's with the Most High. I know he's in a whole different place. I was listening to him earlier today, and he said he was giving the salute to the fire department because he had asthma. He had bronchitis. That's why his voice was as bad as raspy as it was. He had that as a child, and he said he gave his salute to the firemen because when they come out to your house, they don't care about anything else that's going on in your life, who you are, who you, you know, they don't care about any of that. They come there to save you. And he said he remembered as a kid when he was having that bad asthmatic attack, how they came there to save him. Okay, they did the same thing. They did the best that they could when they went there to try to revive him. But when you go without oxygen to your brain, that's what happens. You go into a vegetative state, and that's what happened. He didn't have oxygen to the brain. That's why it's so important for us to know about the body. It's so important to know. So, as you stated, because we're just going to make this a great show. We're going to pay homage to DMX. So anybody that wants to call in, please call in. Don't just listen to us. Call in. Press 1. Yeah, don't just listen to us. Be, you know, interact with us with this. And, you know, we have people saying, oh, DMX this, DMX that. Show us the love by calling in, pressing 1.
Right.
It's just to say, hey, I want to give my condolences to the Simmons family. I want to talk about this one song, how it lifted me, because DMX's music was real. It was real, it was raw, but it was his life. That's what made him so uniquely loved, because a lot of people can relate to what DMX's life was like. So, you know, please interact with us, call in, request a song. Tell us about your favorite song. Tell us about the movies that you've seen him in. Just tell us how DMX, you know, touched your life. We're not going to focus on anything about his life. You know, we just want to celebrate him right now. That's it. Don't call in talking about, you know, nothing about his drugs or trouble past. That's already been touched on. We all know about that. We want to celebrate him. Celebrate the goodness that he did, because when he was out there singing his songs, he touched a lot of people. He saved a lot of life just from music. So that's what the show
is. And you know what? I forgot about the you saw about the movies. I forgot about that. The movies he had.
Yeah, the movies.
All of this,
one
man.
With Aaliyah,
just
a,
wow.
You know? Yeah. You know,
classic
with Aaliyah, Louis Rankin. With Nas,
Belly,
Steven Seagal, you know, T-Boz, you know, he was a hell of an actor.
Jet
and
Lee.
You know why he was a hell of an actor? And none of that was, if you really look at those movies, that wasn't acting. That was
just, that was just him.
DMX being DMX.
Yeah, being DMX.
Because
he
role
was just so
he
powerful.
Played, every role
really
he played, fit, it was his personality. That was what he went through. Every role.
Right.
Like, you know, Louis Rankin's fiance, the one who has all the children with him, she put Belly up today, and she was saying how two legends are together now.
Yeah.
I actually watched Belly this morning. I wanted to watch Belly, and this was before I knew that he had transitioned, you know. So I watched Belly this morning, because that's one of my favorite movies with DMX and Louis Rankin, you know. So, yeah, he was just a all-around guy, you know. Like you said in the interview, they asked him, well, who was the best, who inspired you as an MC? He said, I inspired myself. I'm the best MC. And LL Cool J was standing right there. He wasn't going to give LL Cool J no props to nobody else because, like you said, I'm the best MC. You know, when I see somebody else with the mic, it makes me hungry to want to take that mic away from them and just, you know, do my thing. So DMX was just a hell of a guy. You know, he was just like, man.
He's a real deal.
So, yeah.
He's a real deal.
He's a real deal. Unique, raw, you know, raw with it, unfiltered. What you've seen is what you got. And you've never seen him change. You know, he was always the same. You know, he loved his children. That's why I said, you know, condolences to the whole Simmons family, his the youngest out of 15 is 5 years old, Exodus, and, you know, Exodus, and, you know, you just got to keep them all lifted in prayer, all of them lifted in prayer, because it was hard for them to make that decision, but they knew that it was just a vegetative state. you know. So
yeah,
they knew that he, you know, he's in T-Town or wherever he is, but he's not in pain. He's no longer going to be suffering mentally. So with that being said, we can just, you know, give the people what they want, or we can give each other what we want. However you want to do it, but I want to hear
that's
from,
right.
you know.
I got you, Queen.
Real.
I got you, Queen. And we got you, everybody out there tonight listening, wherever you are across the world, far, far in between, wherever you are, you know, show love to X tonight. Call in if you can. You know, we love to interact with you all tonight and just to feel some of those vibes. So, again, it's Flashback Fridays, April 9th. We are remembering the life, legacy of DMX, Mr. Earl Simmons on the G Lu Show with G Lu and Queen Jean, 914-803-4001, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM ISM, Dee Dee Harrison, Conversations
legendary.
In the Hookah Lounge, and legendary. All righty. We'll be back in a minute, y'all. Let's get into some of this DMX.
It's cracking. It's big snow. You know, I took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Lu Show. Flashback Friday.
Harder must it hit? See if your hardest nigga slips when I start a bunch of shit. I like pussy, but not up in my face, so give me 3 feet. Cause when we creep, no more than 3 deep. Niggas see sheep. Bloodhounds found your shit buried in the mud. Following chases of gunpowder residue and blood. A positive ID is impossible. So you know, John Doe is what they gon' be putting on that tag on your tongue. Now who gon' tell your mother her baby's under recover in the morgue? Slippin' the law, slipped out by the dog. Son of a hard-headed nigga that wouldn't listen, so you got what you came for. Surgery with the chainsaw. I hit the fucker streets, cause like I said before, ain't nothing going down until I eat. Motherfuckers think it's all about impressing bitches and stressing bitches. While I'm testing bitches' game, undressing bitches and caressing bitches. And dealing with motherfuckers on all levels, what I'm dealing with is all devils. Fuck them with snakes, running with niggas you call rebels. I got an army of 730 niggas, dirty niggas that come through and worry niggas. 30 niggas that like to bury niggas. And scary niggas get it all the time, cause what they got is all of mine. Your man was talking shit until I pulled a nine. And if I don't know you, I don't fuck with you. And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you. And gave it to money, cause I just lost my mind when he crossed the line. Sent his back through his chest and I tossed the nine. Boss the crime, black Gotti. I stack bodies with the black shoddy. Bitch ass niggas that act snotty. Get it.
I only gave you the crown so I could shoot it off your fucking head. Y'all niggas fucking dead. You heard what the fuck I said. I talk shit cause I walk shit. Star shit. New York shit. The Hawk shit. Spark shit. The dark shit. And it been that way. Fuck high nigga lead. Let's go in that way. Niggas is part of a game that I don't play. Never catch dog carrying what I don't weigh. 345, 138, 173 pounds straight out the gate. I don't hate, got no beef, but knock a nigga off quick. And I'm mad like a bitch at a nigga with a soft dick. Get off this, fucking with X. What on some other shit? Why the fuck you fucking with X? You must be fucking with X. Go, catch a chicken. Fucking with me, you go, catch a whipping.
Here we go again, here we go again, fire.
to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking lowrider. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking lowrider.
I got a wicked flow and I'ma kick it, yo. Feel the pressure. Snatching niggas up just like change off the dresser. Niggas hit me with their best shit, then what? I shake that bullshit off, then go nuts. I've been down too long, can a motherfucker show me nothing? Y'all bitch niggas is ducking me like you owe me something. I got my homes in the SA, but that's it. I couldn't talk, you wouldn't walk my way on your best day. The best way you can hope to get close to me is right here, under my wing like you supposed to be. The first time you start acting fucking strange, that's to be in duck and rage. Talking shit, weighing a fucking chain. I break niggas like promises. Split them open like Thomas. To sell more drugs than a pharmacist. Strap for nothing but a rhyme. Long history of violent crime. Attitude that doesn't mind doing time.
I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. Hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking
low rider. 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 Oh, come on, I got to make a move and make it soon. I got to take a block and make it boom. Take the car and hit it with the phone. Now come on, let's get that money. I got to make a move and make it soon. I got to take a block and make it boom. Let's take the car and hit it with the phone. Now come on, let's get that money. Your niggas, cause niggas get me rich. And the bitch ain't doing shit, was sucking my dick. Right. Niggas is family now, but we stand strong. 30 niggas over 6 blocks, making the cash on. Shit is good, because niggas getting what they been wanting. And we see the same shit up in New York, niggas fighting. Think I'm kids hunting, but I ain't got no love for them. I keep the burner in the dumpster with the glove on. The motherfucking knockers come at us and chop us. And I know they really trying to stop us, they wanna drop us. So we pump from the alley and the last house. We uses the cash out. It's holding them strong at the stash house. I got runners that work for 12-hour shifts. And when the niggas keep their count correct, I don't whip. But I ain't trying to hit that nigga, took your pack shit. I ain't trying to hit that shit, fucking black bitch. I ain't a greedy nigga, all I want is a 5-year run. If I don't make it, then fucking let me die near done. That bitch is a transport without an escort. I'm making moves from D.C. up to Westport. Local police ain't a problem cause they don't even stress her. It be them ATF niggas that have you under pressure. Just so you know, ain't gonna never put my clock down. Cause I'm a hustler motherfucker and I'm holding my block down. I got to make a move and make it soon. I got to take a block and make it boom. And take the car, hit it with the phone. Now come on, let's get that money. I got to make a move and make it soon. I got to take a block and make it boom. And take the car, hit it with the phone. Now come on, let's get that money.
This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rails, bless a nigga with the L. Y'all niggas know my skill. X from the grill, hit 'em up, split 'em up, wet 'em up, watch 'em come, get 'em up, shut 'em up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Ain't no fucking game, you think I'm playing? Till you land, to red, the junkyard, the tan. Mom's at home praying, coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And the hell is hot, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby, beat the 4 pound, baby. And let off up to the nigga, especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I, can I get mine? Is it gone? DMX represent one time.
One pound,
bet,
eating live. One pound,
bet,
eating right. One pound, you'll
see
the
line, keep the line.
One pound,
bet,
eating right. One pound,
bet,
money, pound,
bet,
money, pound,
bet. Better honey, better thousand, better million.
Put your money where your mouth
is. Better honey, better thousand, better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Better honey, better thousand, better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Better honey, better thousand, better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Better honey, better thousand, better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Better
walk on a beat, yeah. Walk with my feet, understand my pain. The rain ain't sweet. Peep how I'm moving, peep where I'm going. Shit don't sleep, then sleep not knowing. But I'ma keep growing, getting larger than life. Easy going, but the same one that started the fight. He be knowing how dog get when dog gon' bite. Time to show him this dog shit, this dog for life. Grand champion, my bloodline is tight. Why is this so good? Yeah.
Once again, it's the darker nigga, hit a sparker nigga, bring a partner nigga, but the dog is bigger, under stress, doing less, we wanna get blessed, hit the chest, the slugs from the strip of west, best, double bubble, put a hurt on a nigga, dump six, motherfucker, feet of dirt on a nigga, my hands stay dirty, cause I play dirty the mob way, you don't know, fuck it, find out the hard way, a nigga job is never done, my hand on my business, high come, and it's never been a one-on-one, if it hasn't been a problem, I dissolve, I'm like salt, lock it up, take a ball, but never wrecking car. And it's my fault, keep niggas on point, ducking down. Niggas like you need to get bust, you fucking clown. I extort to support my peace and hold down the fort, never get caught in a creep. Nigga,
get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor, get it on the floor. Get it on the floor. You don't wanna party, then your ass gotta go. You don't wanna party, then your ass gotta go. Then you can ride with this motherfucker.
Looking for fame, I'm living the street. Y'all talk the talk, but I walk the walk. School Street, home of the brave, New York. Y'all make movies, but I make moves. I'm straight up, y'all got something to prove. Y'all niggas duck, but I swing back. Y'all niggas run, but I bring gas. Y'all niggas whisper, X-Pac. I ain't just fucking, I'ma just crack. Hey, I'm paying niggas that cross the line. Y'all niggas talk shit from way behind. I stand my ground, but y'all niggas don't. Shit, I go to jail, but y'all niggas smoke. Y'all niggas walk around like you scared, but I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I ain't a dancing nigga, I just move to the beat. Sit there and I'm ahead, but won't move my feet. Gangsta, so I'm holding up the wall. Head dancing shit up to the rest of y'all. I ain't a dancing nigga, I just move to the beat. Sit there and I'm ahead, but won't move my feet. Gangsta, so I'm holding up the wall. Head dancing shit up to the rest of y'all.
Get it crackin', y'all play chess. Kells get the scrappin' and y'all just flex. Rise y'all rappin' when I got next. You roll with them and I rock with X. Eastside motherfucker,
where my niggas at? I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Talk too much for too long. Don't give up, you're too strong. Love to the wild, wild hunters. Shout out to niggas that done it. And it ain't even about the dough. It's about getting down for what you stand for, yo. For real. We gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Come on.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to
ya.
First we gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Come on.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
Give it to
you, he gon' give it to you, he gon' give it to you, he gon' give it to you. This here is all about my wife, my kids, the life that I live. Through the night, I was here, it was right what I did. My ups and downs, my slips, my falls, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my wall, my mother, my father. I love him, I hate him, wish God I didn't have him, but I'm glad that he made him. The roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the guns, knives, and bats. Every time I scrap, the hustling, the dealing, the robbing, the stealing, the shit hit the ceiling. Little boy with no feeling, the frustration, rage, trapped inside a cage, the beating till the age, I carry the 12 days. Somebody stop me,
please.
Somebody come and get me.
What?
Little did I know that the law was riding with me. The dark, the light, my heart, the fight, the wrong, the right, it's gone. I
don't know. We
from the heart.
With a nigga like me, D to the M to the X. Last I heard, yeah, niggas was having sex with the same sex. I show no love, the homo thug. Empty out, you throw most. How you gonna explain fucking a man? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't fuck with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's a cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't fuck with niggas that think they bronze. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. I know how to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I gave y'all niggas the business for fucking with me. And she crazy.
With a hood, with a hood, with a hood ass. Had a nigga in the cut with a wood ass. All the niggas acting up with a wood ass. You better bust that if you gon' pull that. With a hood, with a hood, with a hood ass. Had a nigga in the cut with a wood ass. All the niggas acting up with a wood ass. You better bust that if you gon' pull that. Yo, 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 yo.
Cats playing games, so I'm going raw. Run up in the building, kick down the door.
I don't want no problems with that.
Y'all wanna see them poor legged beasts with them collars on their neck. Or them downstairs with the tech. You know the rest. It's more with y'all. I take respect. So, why you cowards froze me quick? I pop up, catch store some cozy shit. With Chinese slippers and silk scarves on. Got here trying to get his bark on. Wonder why the dog gone. I couldn't take it. The fake shit. And make this shit something that'll happen. Wanted to bring it. I ain't gon' front that pond of beef place, it was kinda hot. Not, I need to go jack Will Smith for a beat. It's like you're trying to jack me for the seat.
We gon' get it started, get it started again. We gon' get it started, get it started again. We gon' get it poppin' again. We gon' get it poppin' again.
Follow me now.
I'm not ashamed to act forgotten since 27. No longer afraid to knock on your door. Not scared anymore to lose my life in the war. After what I just saw, I'm riding with the Lord. Cause I really can't afford to lose my head by the sword. So now that I've seen what I need to see, please take me where I need to be.
What have you learned?
It's better to tell the truth than a lie.
What have you learned?
To love my life until I die.
What have you learned?
Violence isn't always the key.
What have you learned?
You can't always believe what you see.
What have you learned?
It's better to forgive and forget.
What have you learned?
Give as you expect to get.
What have you learned?
That I can't go on without you.
What have you learned?
I must have been the fool to ever doubt you.
Me if this where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. Just right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. I'm ready to meet them where I'm living ain't right. Black hate white, white hate black. Just right back to the same fight. They got us suspecting the war, but the real war is to follow the law of the Lord. ready to meet him. Ready to meet him. Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, we're just starting, but where will it end? Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in?
So if I'm your man, I'm in your hand. What's your plan? Never had a friend, cause you couldn't trust a man. Learn to stand before I crawl. Things were twisted. And if you showed me anything at all, then I missed it. Looked the wrong way, I've done some wrong things. Kept a bad attitude, but that's what wrong brings. And now you mean to tell me that after all this time, it was you that kept the dog from going out of his mind? It was you that breathed life into my lungs when I was born. And it was you that let me know what was right from what was wrong. And it was you that let me do what I knew could be done. And it was you that gave me a good wife and a beautiful son. And it's been you speaking to me inside my mind. And it's been you who has forgiven time after time. It was you who opened my eyes so I could see. It was you, shine so light on me.
You got a minute for your son, father. I need to talk, I'm so tired of trying to run, father. Let's take a walk, I'm so sorry for what I done, father. It ain't my fault, but the devil's been on my back lately. He's like a hawk, you never give us more than we can handle. But it's getting hard, and I'm a strong individual. But I need you, God, love the things that I used to. I don't wanna run the streets like I used to. I know I'm gonna speak the word for you one day. Up in there like hallelujah on Sunday. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you gave me. And for my life, with the blessings you have saved me. And for my wife, you have carried me enough time. And that's the truth, married me to rough times throughout my youth. And through it all, I saw that you were still with me. I was that one lost sheep and you was coming to get me. Lord, you got me like, your love got me like. Lord, you got me like, your love got me like. Lord, you got me like, your love got me like. Lord, you got me like. Your love got me like. Lord, you got me like. Your love got me like. Lord, you got me like. Your love got me like. Lord, you got me like. Your love got me like. Lord, you got me like. Your love got me like.
With the Lord, I don't wanna find a peace with the sword, I can't afford to.
Now I know, only I can stop the rain.
When every day of my life, it's a constant fight between wrong and right.
Now I know, only I can stop the rain.
I thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for keeping it loose when things got tight.
Now I know.
Falls on me.
Now I know only I can stop the rain.
Only I can stop the rain.
I'm out.
About Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark to light down the road to let me know he would lighten up my load. And the dawn gets greater, later. God only wants the best for me, but the devil
can't win, just keep waiting. At the end of the day, whose will will you think will prevail? Or will you live to tell? Miracle after miracle that comes through the spiritual individual is in you. Lord, if you hear me, know that I'm coming to you sincerely. I need you near me, please feel me. Sick and I need you to heal me. I'm lost and looking for the real me. I'm tired and weary, haven't been able to see things clearly. Even though I know you love me dearly, I still get leery. Where does that leave me? Lost and alone. Wanna call God, but it's like I lost my phone. And dad struggle, cause I juggle my problems. Need to let go and let God, only he can solve them. I'm tired of lying to myself, thinking I can do it on my own. But when I get left alone, and when the devil sneaks in and creeps in, knocks on the door lightly and peeks in, and it's usually around the weekend that I get reckless and jump off the deep end.
Pray for those that we've lost. We know that we miss them for selfish reasons. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. In Jesus' name.
Cause we all go anyway, I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any way, I'ma say goodbye today. We've grown in so many ways, but I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day, I'ma say goodbye today.
I'ma say goodbye today, cause I don't know when we gon' cross paths again. Until then, I'ma be that, and see that, speak the truth. Believe that, I'ma see that, to reach to you. My suffering will not be in vain, neither will your pain. Every since you passed, I hear your name.
Rest in peace to autumn.
We all know cancer cells kill, but if they caught them, they could have fought them. And you'd still be here, right here with us. We'd have plenty of time before death came to get us. But
what is death like? Should I really care? After looking at it, was life really fair? Did you burn any bridges? Did you make amends? Did you ask God for forgiveness for your sins?
What is heaven like? If you could come back, should you? If you could communicate from over there, would you?
I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day. I'ma say goodbye today. We've grown in so many ways, but I'ma say goodbye today. Cause it could be any day. I'ma say goodbye today.
Yes, I'm saying,
when I'm praying, on Friday,
thinking about it,
going your way,
on your mind.
meet again. But we will meet again. Spread your wings. Fly. I'll try not to cry, but it'll be hard. I just miss not having you here. Even though I know you're in a better place, I just miss not having you here. Kind of selfish when you think about it. That's nature. Life. Spirit. Never die. Love you again.
Did we do that? Did we do that right there? Rest in peace, X-Man, Earl Simmons. Boy, 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 I had to do it. I had to. Before we continue, let me go to the phone lines. Do we have a caller?
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon, sir. Good depending evening.
Depending on what part of the country you're from. Man,
yes, sir.
I was sitting here listening to that mix.
Good evening,
Queen. And that was a hell of a mix. But you know, man, me and my girl were sitting here discussing DMX in the orientation of heaven. Can
right.
you picture that?
In the orientation of heaven. In the...
Yeah, we're sitting there.
We got a few things we got to go over. We got a few things we got to go over, Mr. Earl.
Exactly. Before you can, you know, enter into your area where you're going to be housed at. And
right.
man, he probably was on one. But man,
let me talk to God, man. Let me talk to you,
exactly.
man.
Oh man.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
But look, man,
bugging,
what's
dude,
ironic
bugging.
Though to me, what's ironic is I really pray and hope that man had his affairs in order. Because mm-hmm. we spoke on it the other night. He has the 15 children, and I'm not sure if he really had the masters, but he's about to sell records up the yin yang.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
Who knows where all of that money? Well, I know I can narrow it down. It's gonna be probably between Biggs and Swizz Beatz. Got to get his.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, all the big wigs, even though they will probably come out and say they're doing the right thing, which I hope they do. But, you know, of course, they're going to definitely get there. It's about to be a big payday for all of those parties involved, first and foremost. You know what I mean? Yes, you know that. But like you said, we just hope
that
man gets his, some type of something, yeah, and they get some portions or it gets divided properly or something. But the big wigs are definitely about to eat.
It's going to boil down to the masters. And even then,
I'm definitely
the
not
masters
sure he
would have to be distributed. You know, and they might not be distributed
right.
equally. Because 15
right.
kids, man, that's a lot of kids.
And he had a
and
lot of lawsuits and a lot of different things going on in his life, you know, that he was trying to fix. Child support, a lot of stuff he had going on, man. You know, really, I don't know.
I wonder, did he really even have money?
By then or what?
I wonder, did he even really have money? Because you would think that he would have generated enough money to have, you know, at least a couple of mansions. We're not talking about cars, but I'm talking about housing. He should have at least a home in L.A., a home in New York, a home in Atlanta. I mean, the average superstar rapper got multiple homes. He should have had something of value. I hope that man really had some money. Even though he hasn't made a record in a while, he still, if his publishing was right, he still should have some money. I just pray that his affairs are in order because he's going to generate so much money within the next 6 months. Man, it's going to be astronomical. And who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I know. I was listening to
even
a,
if he had debt,
that
that's going to get paid off right now. I'm sorry, Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing an interview with someone one time, and he said he had an encounter with Prince. He said, Prince pointed to him and said, hey, you, come here. And DMX said, he looked around like, you talking to me? And Prince shook his head, you know, like, yeah. And he asked him, do you own your master? So I don't know, maybe he took a note from Prince for Prince bringing that to his, bringing that to light for him. Hopefully he did, you know.
I hope so.
I know today when, today when I was looking on the line, just doing some research, and I just typed in DMX, the first thing that came up was all his apparel. So you know that's going to make money too. His apparel, his cologne line, they're going to capitalize off all of that.
Yeah, everything. I just hope. That's why I say, man, sometimes we don't know how the Lord, like I said, you know, he called him home, but this past week, you know, he was still here. And so I'm sure all the family, like they said, the family was there. Maybe that was a time for them, everybody, to come together opposed to come together after. Maybe they were able to even come together in agreements. I'm sure everybody, you know, he has a lot of kids, different babies, you know, so you know how that goes. So maybe, hopefully, the whole family was able to come together with this past week before him passing all the way and maybe get some things, get all on one accord on what's going on, what they need to do, or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean?
I think it's going to take more than a week to unscramble 15
kids. Yeah,
kids.
But I'm just – no. I mean, just at least – but at least this time, you know, people I'm sure were able to, you know, be there within a whole week, you know, for him, for his sake, and just come to some type of – just at least be on the same page, you know, at least, hopefully, just to get the process started, you know. Not only, like you said, the affairs, but now they got to sit up here and bury him. It's a lot that has to go on even before that, you know?
Exactly. And I remember watching a documentary. I'm not sure if he actually even had a biological family that's still living, like siblings or, you know, or mom or dad or anybody.
Yeah, his mom was the one who made the final decision on him. His mom was the one who was handling everything at the hospital. Allegedly, according to, you know, the media. But his mom was there with his fiance and his first wife. They were the main three that were in the room with him.
Well, I guess the celebration in New York is probably going to be as big as Biggie's funeral was.
Yeah.
It's going to be enormous. Not only just people that, the bike riders are about to go. No, you know, that's like
riders,
probably nationwide. Yeah. That's like nationwide. That's a lot that's about to take place, you know?
He definitely
just the bike community alone.
He made his mark. You cannot say that man did not make his mark, man.
That's
he really did. He really did, man. And it's funny because a lot of people that don't know about him and now they're getting into him, it's like, wow, they're going to say that man was really tight. He had the attitude, the lyrics to back it up.
Yeah.
He really did.
Yeah.
He really did, man.
Very
it'll never be another. It'll never be another.
No, it won't, man.
Forever.
It won't, man. Yeah. Shout out to the dog, the X, man. Did it like no other. Man.
He did it gangster and spiritual. You know, it's like, wow. And player. That boy was his most athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the ladies loved him. Ladies loved that man.
What was that
so,
song?
Yeah, he did it all.
His video with all the women, he started naming all the women, what you bitches really want.
Yeah,
from
what you want. What they really want. Yeah, man. He went off on that one.
And he named
that, that one.
Yeah,
right
he
there.
Naming all these women.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they was out there. It was smart, man, and they was there. They know what time
it
was.
Right.
Yeah.
The X-Man.
Wow.
The Dark Man.
He made it to 50 years. I mean, it's kind of ironic, too. You know, you die at, you know, just a big number like that, a half a century of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part about it, he wasn't even in hip-hop for, 20 of, you know. So it's like, man, the guy, and considering where he came from and how he came up.
That dude had a rough life. Rough, man.
He did his thing, though. His thing, man. He made his presence known, felt, and respected throughout his struggles.
Yeah.
That man had him struggles, but you know how they say, child is born with something. It's hard for the child to get that off him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that man, like you said, people look at it and say he had the fame and all that, but you can really tell just with him, that didn't really, not saying it didn't mean anything. I know he was happy and you know, the all that stuff was great, you know, but you could tell he just still was always battling, man, you know, a lot of things, man, and it was just hard. And, you know, like I said, coming from it, just his background, man, I don't know if he ever was just really at peace, because like you said, even when he got the fame and all that, he never really had real family, you know, to even celebrate or be happy with it about. Because like you said, you know, his upbringing, man, it was rough, you know, so he didn't really have nothing. But probably his first wife, it seemed like they were the closest family, but they broke off once he got famous.
I don't even see how he could even trust anybody, because everybody abandoned him, you know, and now you got to go out there and rob people. You feel me? Man, this documentary was deep, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, one of his songs talk about that trust. You know, trust a snake will bite you. Trust a thief will steal from you. Trust a liar will lie from will lie to you. So he did speak about that trust thing. Like, you got to trust it. You got to trust it. Yeah.
And he's like, I can't be trusted. He even said it. So many words like, y'all don't trust me because I'll rob your ass too. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he had a hell of a life, man. He got his point across musically. Whether or not it fulfilled him to the third power, he got his point across, man. It was some concert overseas where Big Giant Arena, like 30,000 white people, and he had on like the overalls.
The red overalls. Hanging off
right
of one
there,
side.
That right there says hip-hop rap star. If you can get to that level, whatever happens after that don't mean a goddamn thing. Because to be on that level right there, that's what it's supposed to be about. And he goddamn did that. He did that. Cousin Earl put it down.
Cousin Earl. Yeah, man. He did it. He did it, man.
I got one other question, man, and then I'm about to shut up. Wasn't DMX on Money, Power, and Respect?
Yes, sir. Money, Power, Respect, Key and Life.
Man,
yes,
I
sir.
Love that track.
Killed it.
First time I heard that track.
I'm going to bring that one back for you.
I'm
going to pull that up for you,
Tweet. On that song, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he killed it.
But I
love
that
song.
Man,
I'm
going to
pull that up for you,
Tweet. Man, first time I heard that track, I went crazy. I heard the instrumental. I didn't even hear the lyrics with it. I heard the instrumental of it. I'm like, that shit is hot as fuck.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That boy has some good music, man. Came down his pipeline as well, too.
Yeah. He did. I'm going to pull that up for you, Sweet.
You got the master mixes, I see. So knock it out the box, Rick. Knock them out, Rick.
For sure. All right, man. We will do that. It's the G-Lou Show, man. Flashback Fridays. Remembering DMX, Earl Simmons, Queen Jean, G-Lou. That's the Tweed. We'll be back in the hot flash.
There's no manual for that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do a lot of, like, self-evaluation. And you got to do a lot of hard decision-making. You know, but you got to, I think that if you committed to progress and you committed to success, that you're going to figure it out based on survival and necessity. It's tricky, man, because it's a lot of mental reprogramming you got to do more than removing yourself from an environment. You have to mentally reprogram yourself to success.
Say what's up to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love the support. You know what I'm saying? The continued support. They've been riding with me from day one. You know what I'm saying? Ups, downs, good, bad. And I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that I come across, anybody I cross paths with, yeah, I know, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I see you, I show the same love you give me, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I do appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? You know. You know, a lot of people are like, yo, you know, why don't you get on and say a prayer? You know, say a prayer. And the reason I didn't or haven't is because I feel like this is the time when you should learn to pray for yourself. You know what I'm saying? God has given you time away from the distractions. You got a bee on your shoe. You know, away from the distractions, like that one, you know, away from the, you know, the everyday hustle, things that we came to think were important. We're finding out haven't been that important at all, you know? Haven't been that important at all, you know? And starting to realize that it's really important is having our loved ones around us, having our loved ones with us, you know, close counters, you know, just getting back to who we are, who we're supposed to be. The word is peace, be still. That's the word. Peace, be still. I mean, that's in the Bible. Those are not my words. That's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And we've gotten that. He forced us into it, you know? But, you know, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, you know? You know, listen. God's going to make you listen. Believe that. He's going to sit you down. He will sit you down. And that's just what it is. This is what it is. There's some that were called home to God, and others who became aware of the grace that God was willing to give them by bringing them back from the brink of death. Scarface. You mean? Scarface. Making a recovery. Love you, brother. You know? On the other hand, Fred the Godson. He's with God. God's son. Come on. Come on. He's with God right now. You know? My condolences to the family. My condolences to the family of everyone that's lost someone. You know, it's a family member or a friend. You know, we feel that pain. But we feel that pain because we're going to miss them being with us. You know? If you think about where they are, hey, they're in a better place. They're in a better place. The word says, when I next observed the oppressions that take place under the sun, I saw the tears of the oppressed. And they have no one to comfort them. Their opportunities will power, but they have no one to comfort them. So I declare that the dead who have already died are more fortunate than the living who are still alive. But happier than both are those who have never existed, who haven't witnessed the terrible things that happen under the sun. Ecclesiastes 4. That's the word. I mean, like. The best thing that we can hope for, the most important thing we can hope for, or pray for, or ask for, is that our desires coincide with God's will. Because at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, it's going to be God's will. It's always going to be God's will. You try to understand what his, you know, why he does what he does, and he's going to end up with a headache. Just do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Ecclesiastes 3. There is a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens. A time for giving birth. And a time for dying. A time for planting and a time for uprooting what was planted. A time for killing and a time for healing. A time for tearing down and a time for building up. A time for crying and a time for laughing. A time for mourning and a time for dancing. A time for throwing stones and a time for gathering stones. A time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces. A time for, a time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces. What? Come on, come on, come on, come on. A time for searching and a time for losing. A time for keeping, a time for throwing away. A time for tearing, a time for repairing. A time for keeping silent and a time for speaking. A time for loving and a time for hating. A time for war, a time for peace. I mean, like I said, it goes back to, you know, you're going to start with a prayer, you're going to do this with a prayer. Yo,
There are no words more powerful than the book. And your prayer, your own prayer, will do a lot better than someone else praying for you. Whoever hasn't given their life to Jesus yet, whoever hasn't surrendered all the way, though there may be some of you who don't know how, I'm going to walk you through that right now. If you're serious about it, you don't got to be serious, but if you don't want to do it, don't just say. But if you're serious about it, right now, giving your life to the Lord, say it with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I repent for my sins. And right this moment, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. It's that simple. It's that simple, but you got to mean it. You got to mean it. You got to mean it. Everything that's happened is God's will. Don't try to understand it. Just get that relationship with him. Get that relationship with him. Get that relationship with him, and even the things you don't understand won't be as hard on you as it would be if you try to understand. It's crazy. I woke up this morning and it's like, with chills, you know. God put it on my heart to speak. Say, this, you know, this is new to me. This is, you know, that's not what I do. Come on, I ain't, you know, with showing what everybody what I'm doing every minute. That's just not me. That's not how I get down. You know what I'm saying? You see me when you see me. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna change. I'm not gonna change. You know? I love who I am. I'm God's child. We all are. If you don't know it, you're gonna miss out on so many blessings that He has for you. And it comes from insight. It just comes from being aware. The word says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Perish is not always dying. It's being lost. Not being able to be found. Ecclesiastes 3:16. I saw something else under the sun. In the place of justice, there was wickedness. In the place of what was right, there was wickedness again. I thought to myself, God will judge both religious, both righteous and wicked people, because it's a time for every matter and every deed. Oh. He's telling you right here. He's telling you. Let me do what I do and fall in. That's what it boils down to, man. Again, you know, every album is a prayer. You know, and normally I grasp at every opportunity to pray. I'm saying I won't. But it's more important that you learn how to pray for yourself. Because you might not always have somebody with you that can pray. You might not always be able to get in touch with somebody that can say a prayer for you. And you need a prayer. God has given you the time. He's given you the time to get closer to him. To become familiar with you know, what's going on, how are you supposed to move. We've lost a lot of people. And again, my condolences go to their families. But like the word said, they're better off than we are. When you think about it, what hurts the most is that we won't see them again. They won't be here with us. Because we're suffering. Yeah. We're suffering. But as long as you got God, it's going to be all right. With God, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. When you truly have God, whatever it is, it's going to be all right. You don't know that's God's will. The story's already been written. It's already been written. It speaks to him before we were born, and it refers to after we're already gone. What makes you think we can change any aspect of what was already written? Let's get into the book. Get into the word. Get into the word. Get into the word. And it'll make whatever you're going through a lot easier to deal with. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna sit here and beat you in the head all day. You know what I'm saying? You know, I said what I had to say. God bless.
That was deep, wasn't it? DMX, last words. The G Lou Show, Flashback Friday with Queen Jean. G Lou, I think we have a caller, Queen.
Okay.
909, hello.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Good evening.
Perfect. Hi, G Lou. Hi, cousin. Oh, I'm just hugging you from afar. I'm just hugging you and hugging you and loving you. Oh, my God.
Cousin, queen,
oh,
queen,
my
queen.
God.
This is my, remember I was saying on Wednesday night, G Lou, and I said I would be driving down Central listening to Party Up, and I'd get right up to 110th
right.
and bust that left. That's the cousin's
right.
house I was going to. It's actually my cousin,
yeah.
Marcy. You remember Marcy and her children
she,
was on the conversation.
Yeah, I remember.
Cousin Jean, thank you for what you guys are doing. Haven't talked to y'all since we were talking about, I can't even think right now. I'm just holding back tears.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, you kept me strong today.
It's all right.
You got to be strong. I'm going to put that strength right there at you.
Yeah. We got to be strong because that man was going to be, he is great. He's not the poster board or poster boy for hip hop, but my memories of DMX probably really got started at the beginning of Rough Riders. I had my favorites. But one thing I know about my dear cousin, queen friend, as soon as I was able to tell her about my love for Snoop Dogg, because I got to let everybody know that, she thoroughly let me know.
I know you were happy when you seen that Versus then.
That
Versus battle
DMX
and Snoop.
Yeah. That's the memory I want to hold of him. The joy that they had to be around each other. That's like me and my cousin. Me and my cousin get together like that, and we could just play, you know, our favorite song. Yeah.
What was you getting ready to say? What was you getting ready to say? What about
my cousin, you?
I know, but what was you getting ready to say when you told me that Snoop Dogg was your favorite? And I said, what?
Yeah, when we first met, all those 17 years ago, remember we were getting to know each other, and I'm riding with you, and I'd be like, "Oh, Snoop Dogg," you'd be like, "No, DMX," and you play your DMX.
Oh, yeah.
You would play your DMX, but then we met at a crossroads. No pun intended. We knew we loved Bone Thugs, but you know, I'm thankful to be able to talk. Yeah, I'm on that Snoop Dogg Cali Rosé, but. I'm just thankful
for. How was that? That wine? How was that?
Yeah, it's good.
How
it's the rosé. It's good.
It's good?
It's a little.
Okay,
it's lighter
I was thinking about buying
red.
Some.
Yeah,
okay.
It's lighter than the red. Cousin, something is coming for you, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, the rosé is lighter than the red wine, and then the indigo is just when you want to go. And that's the.
Jesus.
That's my liquor report. Y'all need a segment, a liquor report. Lord. I'll bring that to you.
Oh, we might have to do that. No, we might have
yeah.
to do that.
Let's do that. I'll be the...
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
But, no, look, Kennedy just busted in on me talking about what happened. I'm on the radio with Cousin Gene and G-Lo show. We talking. Kennedy said hello.
That Rose, hey. Hey, Nubian queen.
She ran up out of here. She ran up out of here. She ran up out of here.
That
Rose. That, you know that.
I know, right?
Rose, but I had to call. She sent out the bat signal. So I said, let me call before I, you know, go make my tacos and... Let y'all know I'm fighting back here. I'm about to.
That run in the family,
I'm about
huh?
to burn
it. Y'all make them good tacos
yeah.
over there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You know my queen. She definitely. She could cook anything, but it's a party up. I'm gonna just try to keep it going with the. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. We may slip.
Yeah.
We may
okay.
fall. But we got to get up.
But we get back up. That's why.
What they really want from a ninja?
All right,
my
now.
Name? We could just go on and on, but I'm going to try to remember him and that spirit. He said he wanted to be a preacher. My kids definitely know him. My oldest was so sad last night. She said, I need to take a personal day. And she never calls off work. She still went to work. But I just said, you know what? We just got to keep it going. That's it.
That's right.
You know, and the way
That's
he
right.
was trying to direct people to the Lord, even, you know, my cousin, we could never have a conversation sometimes. We always bring the Lord into it, but he was really pushing that. And just like I tell people, you know, they laughed at Kanye when he made his album, Jesus is King. That's another
mm-hmm.
one of my favorites. But it seems
mm-hmm.
like the more that these artists, they try to push the Lord, Jesus, come back to God, they shut him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't die on no drug overdose. He didn't, that wasn't the issue. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want the rest to get me in trouble, but.
I hear that. I said the same thing the other night. I said it's gonna come. I said it's gonna come out. I don't believe that either. But we don't know. But it you know, I said the same thing though. You know. But we'll see. You know. I'm sure everything will come out now. You know. But it is what it is. And he's in God's hands now. You know. He's doing what he wants to do with him. So that's all that matters.
It's a definite juke joint. Party up there. I see him with baby girl, and Marvin is over there
yeah.
on the piano.
Right.
Prince is somewhere.
Right. Prince.
Getting his collar
got
popped.
Aaliyah.
Michael is over there practicing. Yeah, Aaliyah.
They got their own house. You know what I'm saying?
That's
they got
their own
house. They got their own mansion.
They got their own house. We just better be ready to buy
up
them
there.
Concert tickets. We just better be ready to buy them concert tickets.
Well, you heard what he just said. You...
Yeah.
You heard what
yeah.
G-Lo was just playing. Like, you heard what he was
yeah.
saying. You
yeah.
know, he basically said, you better get ready. You better be ready.
Yeah.
You better
yeah.
get ready. And
be ready.
And you got to learn
yeah.
to pray
be
for
ready.
Yourself.
Be ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Yes.
The
so,
more
you, know,
you get into that, the more I think things like this occur. I had told my sister like a week and a half ago, I was like, I just want to be prepared. I don't know what's coming, but something is, I'm not saying that this is, you know what I mean, like, but just to be prepared, and that's part of it. So just get more into my spiritual. Got that from
my
queen. My spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to be more aware. You know, I don't think I'm a mean person, but, yeah, I might come off as a little, you know, I may post some stuff. But honestly, I think we all have those good hearts, and it's our duty. We're not BMX. We're not... whoever else is trying to push that line, we're not T.D. Jakes, but whoever we talk to in a day, we can feel people's energy. We got to let them know it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
Definitely.
tell them a good word, you know, something like that. Because if you can hold a rap concert in front of 25,000 people and you end your concert, you got the whole stadium with your attention and you break into a prayer, that's power.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nothing but absolute power. That's what they said Jesus did.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's where I am with it. Like I said, I just wanted to hug you, cousin, through the radio, and
thank
say what's up. You're so welcome.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate that spill. We needed that tonight.
We
needed that. Thank you.
I needed
it. Thank you, cuzzo.
Yeah, I haven't expressed. You guys have gave me the first chance to really, like, express. I was trying to express to my coworkers, but, you know, they're all younger. They really don't get it. So,
right.
Yeah, it's just a blessing to talk about it. Thank goodness we're not going crazy. They ain't doing nothing crazy. They just partying in New York. I was watching a couple of reports. But, yeah, you know.
Mm.
But before I get on, I didn't hear before I got on what you all's favorite DMX song, and then I'm going to go. I got to go.
mine is probably, I got a few, right, but I'm going to really narrow it down. Mine is probably like slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. And that one, I mean, he has a lot, but just really the ones that stick out to me that I know I really love was that one. And the one we was talking about, the chick, like one of the first songs that came out was Faith was on there with him singing.
What They Really Want, Cisco.
No, not that really. That they re- no, not that one. The one, type of games are being played. How's it going down? That's my one. That's my joint right there.
Oh, how's it going down? Yeah.
That's the one right there. That's my joint right there, yeah. But, you know, many more. But those are really the ones, though. Slipping in that one.
All right, Cousin G.
Shoot. it's all good. Here we go again. Look through my eyes. I'm fourth party up, slipping. Get at me, dog.
Get at me, dog.
Yeah, X don't give it to you. What's my name? You know, it, you know, where the hood at? You know, it's like there is no favorite for me. Every one of them get me going, you know, grasp my attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but cousin, thank you for calling. We must wrap this weekend. So when you got some time, give me a holler so we can wrap a little further.
Of course, definitely.
All right.
Well,
I
know, I can't wait. I will after work, but you all have a good rest of your show. I'm still going to be listening. Have a good night. Oh, we going to drink. We going to do the drink recommendations.
Oh, yeah. We will be in contact. We will be. My people will get with your people. You know, your people is already our people. So we'll be in contact. We're going to make that happen. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Maybe we'll do a live show. We'll bring you on conversation.
Yeah.
You can actually have your bottles and stuff and show the people what you really got going on. You know, we need a visual.
I can't be showing the people. I be working for these agencies. I can't have my face on there drinking.
Well, these agencies don't know that you're going to be on Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Do they follow you on your platform? They shouldn't.
Yes, I advertise for them. Look, I put a paper bag over my head. They won't know.
No. We'll just do it the other way. So, look, go make them tacos. Peace and love.
All right.
Love
I love you.
Love and thanks for the good energy, you know, and the positive vibes, the energy vibes.
Definitely. Hugs. I'm going to cook and watch my New York Housewives. I love y'all.
Snowfall. Snowfall. We'll talk. We'll rap later.
You know what?
Get off the line.
Now, I knew that tea. She was bad news.
We got to get Man Boy out of there. All right, peace and love. Peace and love. Let's go. Let's go.
I know,
peace and love. Man Boy next. Man Boy's next, though. All right, cuz. All right, cuzzo. Hey, we'll be right back to the T-Loop Show Flashback Friday.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem.
fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G. Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G. Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Yeah, yeah, check this out. This going out to the Tweed right here. DMX, rest in heaven, homie.
Fucking power. After you get the fucking power, motherfuckers will respect you. One pound, set, lean, lie. One pound.
Yeah. Hey yo, my whole clique bout it, we take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, run a crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV, on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Kaiser, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charms, I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back to cats that's weak. 230, 6'2. Me buzz for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no clip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat a lie. Money counts better. Eating lie. Money counts better. Eating right. Money counts better. Sleep at night. You'll see the light, keep the light. Money counts better, eating light. Money counts better, eating right. Money counts better, money counts better. Money counts better, keep the light.
Only time to tell how the clock ticks. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, the life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own climate for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the chick that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you get shit gold, I can spit to get.
Money counts better, eating light. Money counts better, eating right. Money counts better, sleep at night. You'll see the light, keep the light. Money counts better, eating light. Money counts better, eating right.
Yeah. Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating cause y'all never gon' stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lock is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gon' stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dog can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep it alive,
yeah.
What? Money counts better, eating right. Money counts better, sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the line. Money counts better, eating light. Money counts better, eating right. Money counts better, money counts better, money counts better.
This is a beat that I can freak and just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grill, hit 'em up. Split them up, wet them up, watch them come, get them up, shut them up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Ain't no fucking game, you think I'm playing? Can you land? The red, the junkyard, the can? Mom's at home praying, you're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby, get the 4 pound, baby. And let off up in the nigga, especially if he think he bigger. Motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get mine? Is it gone? DMX represents one time.
Money counts better. Eating light. Money counts better. Eating right. Money counts better. Sleep at night. You'll see the light. Keep the light. Money counts better. Eating light. Money counts better. Eating right. Money pounds bet. Money pounds bet. Money pounds bet.
Mr. G. Lou. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good.
You're live with Mr. Louis Rancard, original Jamaican Da Da Da.
Greetings, Mr. Rankin.
Mr. Lennox.
Not respect.
Not respect. I am the original Jimmy Condandella.
Respect. Much respect.
I'm happy talking, man, especially to LA, California, wherever, because that's my city, eh?
Right. Original music, the Key Loop Show, and the original Dandada, Mr. Rankin.
Running out of the realness, surely living in a life that's full of thrills. We went up and over that hill and through the whole trail. Haters trying to kill the kindness, but there's nothing they can do but define us. No, they won't dare cross over the line. So trying, don't know what's gonna happen, so they might as well remain behind us, way behind. We go the hardcore grind, I never take the mission for granted. Since I'm cool, they go and take it for reasons, but I take it a try. They don't wanna see us alive, but yet we steady creeping, reaping. Niggas written got an air too deep in. You gotta practice everything, you start preaching. We ain't a way that they can keep up, cause we keeping the heat on the ring, no matter where you can lead up.
In the past, living in the past, never looking back. But the fact is, I never went nowhere. The truth is, me and my ghetto got a love affair. It's so real, things we did. My conscience out of here. I don't care. I deserve everything I earn. Hell yeah, I deserve some pain I know I heard. Stop talking, not walking. Real nice stalkers on us. Hungry, heard it here first. Don't believe me, with wings I meet ya.
Hey, hey, hey. They can hear me, but they better stay away. I see crazy look insane. So if they wanna hit me, let them hit me from the bottom way up underneath my feet. Cause really I done turned into leaves. Never ever let the suckers ride. I let the buses kill the high. Cause they jealous in the mind, they remind me of gravity. Always grabbing at me, pulling me down. Fast going for the flight, keeping me on the ground. Still I rise and when I take off day by day, race through the spelling, try to stay away from the pretender. I don't even really get involved. We play them all from a car in the distance.
In the sky, the sky, the sky, the sky, the sky. You can meet me in the sky.
And when I met him in the sky, he had a body like a man and a lower body telling him away. He had a plan to make sure I wasn't evil, but I'm coming with my people. Ain't no sequel, ain't no women, ain't no vessels. I'm a setter with a session and a lethal dose to die and live forever. With a chakra on my head to the glory, that's my man. I'll be damned if I'm coming through. I'm running with my pistol, walk on Moses, I'm a diver. I'ma come back with ya, with ya. That's the way to get ya, picture. Send us a block, I'm not nigga with no land. Like imagine a strand of lightning bolts and titan ropes. I'm fighting folks with no hope. Hurt, I've been low down, chilling in the smokehouse. No doubt, no cloud, now we going all out. Earth, fall, that's all. Never let that devil called revelation. Nigga, so long, go on, metal was so precious, I was resurrected. Why? Junior slide to the creator, and my brother B, brother B, C, throw it up, Uncle L, coming straight from the sky.
Hey, ain't no love in LA. Gang of niggas banging, pimping, you know, trying to get ahead in every way, you know what I mean?
Ain't no love in LA. Better watch your back, nigga, stay dangerous, nigga. Ain't no love in LA. Oh yeah, them niggas ain't your friends. You thought they was, huh? Ain't no love in LA. Hey, you shining, you shining. They plotting on you, boy. Ain't no love in LA. Hey, you better watch these bitches, cause they slick as a motherfucker too. Hey, ain't no love in the city. Just a gang of motherfuckers talking about I love you, bro. And when you step up out the room, like, huh, who that nigga think he is? You know what I'm saying? Gotta watch these niggas, man, and these bitches. Bitch hit me the other day talking about what's happening. Let's kick it, bitch. Last time I let you suck my dick, I got shot, ho. You know what I'm saying? Be hearing all that shit motherfuckers be saying, you know what I'm saying? It's L.A., though. It ain't no love in it, but I love it, though.
See, to live is to suffer. But to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand about a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid? Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit. Yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch.
Didn't need a click, cause I scared him that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high, just to get by. Used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly. Ate something, couple of 40s, baby, hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, kept a with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change, cause now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real. Strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up.
Being said, I'm going to bring Queen back in. We're going to wrap it up. I want to just say this before we part. DMX was a strong black man. Did it all to the fullest. Came from heartaches, heartbreaks, rough times, broken homes, and he achieved. So I just want to let you know, if DMX can do it, anybody can do it. All you people over there got good situations, come from a decent family, decent home, respect that. Embrace that. Be thankful for that. And live your life to the fullest while you still got one to live. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Give it up to the man upstairs before he cuts the lights out on you. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to bring Queen Jean in to let her wrap it up, because you know Queen Jean always leaves us with great inspirational words and encouragement. Queen Jean.
Hey, you know what? An ex-NFL wide receiver football player, Torrey Smith, he said, R.I.P. DMX, my love for dogs was influenced by him. His lyrics also made me feel like I could get through anything. And I believe that his lyrics made a lot of us feel like we can get through anything. Like he said, he's a child of God. He knew he was a child of God. He was just a troubled child of God. And with him transitioning, I know he's at peace. He's in a better place. And like you said, study the word, whatever the word is, whoever you believe in, but get into something. Get your spirit right. Get it right, because just like you just said, Cain, you never know when your lights are going to be turned off. You never know when your heart is going to stop beating. You never know when you're going to take that last breath. You never know. You know, make sure to let your loved ones know that you love them. Make sure, like Tweed was saying, make sure your affairs are in order. No matter how big or small your affairs are, they still need to be in order. So make sure that, and our sincere condolences again to the entire Simmons family, and also to all of us as his fans and globally, you know, prayers go out to all of us because we're all hurting. I know I'm taking this very personal. I know I'm hurting. And so just with that, through his music, it gives me strength and teaches me to stay on the right path, you know, because we do slip and fall, but we can get up and just do the right thing. So with that being said, you know, just peace and love. King says 7 days without prayer makes one W-E-A-K. Stay in prayer, you know. Stay prayed up. Keep your faith, you know. Pray for each other. But like DMX said, pray for yourself most of all, because you may not have nobody to call on to pray for you. You got to know how to pray for yourself.
Right.
You have to know how to do that. So great show, yeah. King. Yeah. I, you know, appreciate it. Yeah, it was a great show.
Yes, thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. Thank you for everybody who made it happen, made it possible. Shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group, 93.Tweet, SMism, TweetCadillac.com, Miss Dee Dee Harrison, Conversation in the Hookah Lounge this Saturday night, all new episodes, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, Flashback Fridays, we just did it, After Hours, we're on tonight with a special interview, make sure you tune in to YouTube if you're able. And tune back in with us Sunday night for OG Sundays. We'll have a special guest and a special episode as well. Shout out to Flossie B and Hank Norman, our partners as well on that show. And with all that being said, we love you all. Again, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. Blessings, power to all you all. And rest in paradise to the homie X-Man. We love you.
Peace and love.
Yeah. Peace.